Welcome to the Home Business Podcast with Richard Captain Henderson, publisher of Home Business Magazine, and Sherilyn Colleen, managing editor. This how-to show helps you successfully operate your home-based business.
Greetings and welcome to the Home Business Podcast. I'm Richard Captain Henderson, your host of Home Business TV.
And I'm Sherilyn Colleen, your co-host.
Let's secure, foresee, and get underway. Do you have a creative side that you might like to turn into a career or a profitable income stream?
A lot of creative types may have a strong vision, but because it's not backed up by a system, the idea never gets executed commercially.
Joining us in today's podcast is Anna Sabina. Anna is a designer, speaker, business building coach, and author of Your Creative Career. She speaks and leads workshops on growing your creative business, generating multiple streams of income, and working remotely.
So greetings, Anna Sabino. Say hello to our podcast audience.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us.
We're glad you're here. Okay, all engines ahead standard. At the end of today's show, we'll share with you our best home business tips. Today's tip, what is perhaps the easiest way to diversify your business and generate additional business income almost immediately? Stay tuned and we'll give you the answer at the end of today's show.
Anna Sabino, the book Your Creative Career highlights 12 creative insights to successfully transform a creative side hustle into a creative career. What are some of the challenges of taking steps toward a dream creative business?
Well, I think the first challenge that we face is the attitude of being ready. So we may feel that we need more resources, more time, more followers, etc., and we just never start. So I think getting yourself in this mindset, and of course it should be backed by preparation, that time is now, we are ready, is the first step into starting a creative career. Then I would also say testing. Testing is extremely important as far as product or even service business. You know, because ultimately it's definitely important to follow your passion when you create, but it's crucial to know that we are creating for our audience who is going to buy our products. It's not just for us, for our family, unless we just want to continue having a creative hobby. But I think if you want to have a creative career, that products, services that we offer have to have a commercial value. And for us to see it well, it's important to test. So test small, ask questions and basically listen to your audience because they know what they want. And if we are able to adjust according to their feedback, even critiques, I think we are setting ourselves up for success.
So talking about those barriers to getting started, I bet, you say just people just taking the plunge and getting started. I imagine that's psychological. It's not that they don't feel their product is ready or their creative side hustle, what they're doing, not necessarily that they have concerns with that. It's just the human aversion to making change. Is that kind of what you see with creative types not jumping off the cliff? Well, that's a bad analogy, but say jumping into the pool to get started and test it out?
Yeah, I think changes are scary for everybody. And, what I'm talking about in the book, in Your Creative Career, is we should consider making changes depending on basically tailoring it to our attitude to where we're at and et cetera. Not everybody should be jumping in feet first because it can be risky. But with the right preparation and taking tiny steps, small steps, I think the change can be sustainable and definitely less scary. Entrepreneurship in itself is scary, as we all know. So to minimize the further risk of going into it by approaching change mindfully can be very, very beneficial.
Good points. I like also what you say about testing. That's just something you have to do no matter what your industry is. And, I think creative persons can make adjustments to their creative products just as easily as any other business owner can to achieve, you know, more success. Well, you know, Anna, we all know about the saying about artists and earning money, but you believe artists and creative types can break through in their earnings. Anna, you know, what are your thoughts about that old saying, the starving artist?
Well, yes, Richard. So there is this definitely this saying, a coined saying, and there is also the stigma around money. Not many people want to talk about it. They, you know, it's just a subject that's being avoided for I don't know what reason. Like, people do talk about their passion and, you know, following it, etc. But, you know, that alone is not going to pay our bills. So I think it's important to touch on the subject, to explore it, and to talk about money, how our relationship with money in our business, because that's how the business will be sustainable. So one of the challenges that entrepreneurs face is asking for it. You know, especially creatives, we can make something and it may not feel like work. So we may not justify actually, you know, charging for it, which is absolutely wrong, because we cannot be, of course, we cannot rely on our savings, on our spouse to support us indefinitely. Like, we have to create a sustainable business. And in order for the business to be sustainable, there has to be an income. There has to be, you know, revenue, profit, etc. So that it keeps going. It's not just one way. So that's, again, so that it's sustainable and a healthy business. So yeah, I think one of the ways to, I can't say to make sure that the business is profitable, but it definitely, what you touched on, is creating systems, is very important, because if we have to set up, if we have to get ready to make something, produce something each time, and every time it's going to be different, that's a lot of time and money that goes into the setup. The more things we automate in our business, the better it is, the more efficient it is, and the constant tweaking and changing and testing again, I think can be also you know, a great idea when we start, and also when we already run the business.
Good point. Well, before we go on to our next topic, I'd like to highlight this show's sponsor, City America. City America will help you to manage your own city directory website for your area. Keep 100% of sales income. City America provides ongoing training and support. Only one site per city, so contact City America to see if your city is available. For more information, call 800-856-9870 or visit cityamerica.com or our podcast website for more information on sponsors.
So, Anna, one key point is perspective. Each business industry has its own metrics for success. This includes creative careers and industries. Anna, how do you define success yourself?
Well, the society really pressures us to define success in financial terms. And I have a little bit of an issue with that. I just don't think it should be the case for everyone. It definitely is not for me. I think approaching business growth and success mindfully can make a lot of us, many of us, really, really happy. I think, you know, working on having, for example, more free time, you know, for our families to develop other creative hobbies or side hustles can be important for some, or creating a location-independent lifestyle. It's not just about, you know, growing in financial terms. Although, as I said before, it's important to, of course, so that the business prospers and is sustainable. But knowing you're enough, knowing where you want to be, instead of just not having a benchmark at all and just wanting more and more and giving into the pressure that society puts on us, it may not work for everybody, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You just got to adjust to the reality of it. Well, you know, Anna, so you're a creative person. You want to make, you know, start making changes to move towards generating income. Anna, how do you make changes creatively in the creative field?
Yeah, so I'm a huge proponent of you know, if you have an idea and if you really have this itch that you want to switch and you know, quit your job or at least, you know, maybe start working less hours and working more towards something that you're truly passionate about, I would say do it mindfully. And what I recommend is to do both for a very long period of time, meaning like a year or so. And I know it can be extremely challenging and difficult, and it's a lot of saying no to, because that's exactly what I did. I was on Wall Street, and that's how I started my jewelry brand.
Yeah, I like to hear you're a Wall. You say you're a Wall Street dropout. That's interesting.
Yeah. So it wasn't easy for, you know, over a year. Coming home at 5, or it wasn't actually 9 to 5, it was in Wall Street terms 8 to 7.
Oh,
so doing that and then you know, trying to carve out some time for my jewelry brand, and then not having weekends for a while. But in the end, the security that it gives us, and we can just start a business not having any pressure of making an income, of, you know, having to make it, because depending on the person, that pressure can be very destructive. I wouldn't advise to show up with this attitude of desperation, because that the public, our audience, doesn't respond well to it.
Sometimes they could probably sense that too, and you know, that could create some barriers.
Yeah, and I don't think that can really, really help, because, you know, we all have charities to support. We are not going to be supporting businesses that are starting necessarily unless, you know, we believe in it. So, yeah, so having that mindset of a winner, of, you know, I'm doing something that I believe in, is really crucial, especially at the beginning. And
so you recommend being cautious and, you know, don't jump into it. You know, you're going to have the challenge then of working your personal life and all the other things you do around starting up creatively. But it's smarter to move slowly until, you know, you have your, you know, the business side in place before you, you know, jump into it full time.
But are you also saying to be confident about it as well? Because you can't just be cautious, because then people won't believe in your product.
Right. So I believe that you get how you show up as, and also another thing that's actually one of the creative insights in your creative career book, wear your two large wings with confidence, you will grow into them. Mm-hmm. So there's always going to be something that will seem like too much, too big, because it's all going to be new to us, but you know, showing up and doing our best and catching up, closing that gap with time, it also works. I mean, works better, I think, than waiting for the right time and waiting for an always bigger cushion to, and not feeling comfortable that we are ready.
Sure. Good point.
So let's discuss some more ways that artists and other creative types can transform their hobby into a career. Anna, can you please share another of the 12 creative insights from your book, Your Creative Career?
Sure. So the one about, you know, showing up the way you want to be perceived, that's super important, because confidence is I think, a huge part of success, especially at the beginning. Then, as we mentioned before, also creating a system that matches especially our growth, and then approaching growth mindfully as well.
Well, that brings up a good point on approaching growth. So if things are moving along well and you're juggling with that full-time, part-time barrier, you know, day job, creative job, eventually it's going to become overwhelming and you're going to have to make a choice, because you can't keep up, I imagine, with the creative business that is becoming successful. And then at some point you've got to make that big decision. When do you leave the day job and transition to full-time?
Yeah, exactly. That benchmark. I think preparation is extremely important, but also knowing the time when you're gonna get there, because we can always delay and postpone because there's no real timeline, especially when we make a transition from a day job. Then we can just stay there and not making that jump, but just setting that benchmark personally for ourselves, and then just sticking with it, I think is very important. And also, one of the creative insights that I would like to bring up is getting into your business with both feet in. Mm-hmm. Because a coaching client of mine, I'm a business building coach, she started her law firm and she couldn't prosper in it. And during our sessions, every session she was starting with, well, I can always ask my boss for my job back. Mm-hmm. So she had that plan B, that, you know, cushion that she was thinking about, and she was not giving her 110%.
Oh, that's interesting. You know? Yeah.
And if you own a business, I don't think you should be thinking about plan B or plan C. Your business should be plan A, B, C, D, up to
C. So maybe, maybe you do need to be a little bit hungry.
Yes.
Kind of apply that personal pressure to give you that extra push. And so maybe it's okay to have a little bit of anxiety about it.
Yes, definitely. I mean, we all know that plan Bs and Cs exist, but mm-hmm. just not holding on to that idea that I don't need to perform because there's something else out there mm-hmm. is, I think, truly important, you know?
Yeah.
Well, we all get stuck in a rut, and creative persons hit serious ruts in their career too. Anna, what advice can you give to someone like what they do, but they know what they, you know, they don't know what they would like to transition to?
So I truly believe in tacit inspiration. Inspiration and learning can come from anywhere. And I'm a huge proponent of investing in self-growth and trying things, signing up for talks, classes, courses, getting out there and doing our own personal research. If there's somebody who is already doing something that we want to do, and there definitely is, you know, ask questions and explore how is it going for them? What do we like about their answers? What don't we like? And, you know, books, magazines, blogs, so many things to get inspired by. And I wouldn't necessarily focus on the things that relate to our dream path, dream career. I would just consume what interests us, because again, inspiration can come from sometimes really unusual places and times.
So what this can open up is there may be something creative out there with this rut you're in. There may be something creative that you really haven't discovered yet, and that you could develop. And by going through this self-reflection and coaching, you might find that hidden creative talent.
Yes, and thinking about the period of our lives when we had that 9-to-5, even the ones that we really hated, I mean, that period could be really beneficial for our future career as well. I'm very grateful for the time that I was on Wall Street. Wall Street taught me structure. I learned so much that I'm applying right now in my business, and it's not direct because I'm not a market analyst.
Any but, clients? Have any of them of your Wall Street cohorts? Have any of them ended up becoming clients of what you do creatively?
Oh, I'm sure. We just, you know, now we are in a different space, but it's been a while, but. What I was saying is, it's everything we do, I think, helps our dream career, helps our dream path. Even if we end up doing something and we don't like it, it's important also to find out what's really not for us. And it's not a waste of time. It's not like wasted years. It's a part of designing your life, designing your career.
Well, part of growing. Anna Sabino, this has been a great discussion on turning your creative hustle into a creative career. Do you have any final points you would like to share with our audience?
Yes. Yeah, so I think that there is nothing wrong with having a creative hobby. If you decide that it's going to stay a hobby, it's definitely, nothing wrong, and it can bring a lot of joy. But I think if you really want to make it a career, treat it as a business. It's no more a hobby. So all the insights we were talking about, the system, the confidence, the testing, have to take place.
Great. Well, Anna Sabino, thank you for being such a great guest on the Home Business Podcast.
Thank you, guys. And if you want more info, I have a lot of great tips for entrepreneurs on my website, annasabino.com. The information about the book that just came out, Your Creative Career, is there as well. So definitely check it out and say hi, annasabino.com.
Great. Well, going off of that, to learn more about Anna Sabino and her book, Your Creative Career, visit our podcast website at homebusinessmag.com for more information.
Okay, the answer to today's home business tip. Today's tip, what is perhaps the easiest way to diversify your business and generate additional business income almost immediately? Find a physical product related to your core business and offer it for back-end sale on the business's website. An example could be a book, a coupon, or industry product resale. These back-end sales are available for almost any business and are a perfect fit for your existing customers who visit your website. Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Home Business Podcast. Share your feedback with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at our website, homebusinessmag.com.
Visit the website for information on advertising. Subscribe free to our newsletter. Please visit our sponsors. For more information, visit homebusinessmag.com or the Home Business Expo at homebusinessexpo.com.
I'm Richard Captain Henderson saying anchors away.
And I'm Sherilyn Colleen. We'll talk with you soon. Until then,
make it a great home-based biz day.